We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
Yes, and we hope you're staying warm and safe out there. I know this is a crazy time right now, but I'll tell you, if your family is in need of anything, we have somebody on the line right now that I'd love to introduce you to. Her name is Sandra S. Jones, and she is the Executive Director for R.L. Jones Community Outreach Center. Now get this, Jay, this company's amazing. When I called her last time, she was so out of breath. She was busy working. She was filling an 18-wheeler with food for the second time because they provide over 10,000 boxes of food per week to feed the needy in this area. So I want to thank you so much for joining us, Sandra, and thank you for being on the phone and what all you do for the community. So thank you for taking time. I know how busy you are. You're waiting for a repairman right now. So thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
How are you guys today?
Great, but I don't think anybody can be as busy as you. You are always up to something, and I know you're waiting for repairman right now and have very little time, but I just wanted to connect with you because you do so much for this community, and there's been a 30% increase in the demand for services since COVID hit back in March. How are you dealing with all of this?
Well, it has really been a great challenge, and the greatest challenge for us has been really keeping employees and keeping people working, keeping them safe, and keeping them energized and understand that what we do is for the public and for the residents. And that has been a great challenge. So far, we had to even invest in trying to keep them with the proper gear.
Sure.
You know, that means face masks, face shields. And then because we deliver also to people's homes, you know, we needed to make sure that their clothes were protected, so we had to have protective gear. This COVID-19 has really been its own beast.
That's for sure.
And, you know, just trying to keep your workers encouraged and let them know that they too are heroes. I had a great big sign put out front, Stephanie, that we had made, and it said, "Heroes work here."
Aww.
And so I wanted to do, because we talk about the first responders in the hospitals.
Sure.
But what we're not talking about are the people who are shut in. So you have so many people right now who cannot go out. They are quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they go out and get food? One lady called me and she said, "I'm quarantined, and initially my son wasn't and neither was my husband, but now all three of us are quarantined." And she said he had been going to the store. And so I said, "He was going to the store knowing you had been quarantined?" And she said, "Yeah, but how else were we going to get any food?"
Right.
So people don't stop to think that with the help of MTA, and we wouldn't even be able to do what we do if it was not for MTA, because we now are up to 2.5 buses a week that come and pick up our workers, and we deliver food to people's homes. So my people are in jeopardy when they know that they're going to a house that's been quarantined.
Sure.
See? And so even though we leave it on the front porch or at the garage door, you know, we call and let them know we're outside. But still, you know, that's a great risk.
Sure.
Initially we just had one bus. We were doing roughly about 1,100 households a week.
Man.
And now we're up to almost 1,500 a week that we deliver to.
That's a lot.
And, of course, you know, on Thursdays, we're still the help center at one of three here in the city from the water crisis. And we're still functioning. We have people that line up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
To get, yes, ma'am, that line wraps from Dort Highway down Webster and comes all the way back up to Carpenter Road.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If somebody's listening right now and they are in need of food, they are in need of your services, mm-hmm. how can they get that help? How can they get a hold of you? Where do they call? What do they do to get on the list or know where the drive-through areas are, the pickup services, or how they can get that delivered to their home? How do they get a hold of you, or how do they make that happen?
We service people. We deliver to cancer patients, people who are diabetics, and we work with MTA on rides to groceries. And what that means, these are actually people who don't have transportation. So those are the ones that we deliver to. We try to, you know, do the seniors and people with adolescents and children, and they would call 810-787-3960. Again, that number is 810-787-3960. The address, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. That's fine. Great. The address?
The address is at Greater Holy Temple Church, 6702 North Dort Highway in Flint. It's between Pearson and Carpenter Road. And that's every Thursday. They're welcome to come, those who live in Flint, and get water. And if you don't live in Flint, but in the Genesee County area, you're welcome to get food. So we service on Thursdays, every single Thursday, we service anywhere between 380 to 400 and some people. In the summertime, because of the need for water, we serve as many as over 500 just on that one day.
Well, so, you do tremendous work out there, Sandra. I know since the closure of the Help Center back in March of 2018, you had to take over the responsibility of providing drive-through pickup services for lead-mitigating foods, water, and personal care items, which assisted over 153,000 people in 2019.
Yes, and we also have what's called Catherine's Closet of Hope, and we partner with Carriagetown Ministries with that, which means people can call in and make an appointment, and they can come in the closet and shop. There's no charge. We partner with Burlington in the winter months, so we should start picking up overcoats in January. When we closed out in January of this year, we had given away almost like 3,500 coats.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we partner with people. You can't do this business by yourself. You've got to work with others.
Absolutely.
And so I appreciate it. Now we're with World Vision and USDA, Farmers to Families. And we have, we feed there about 10,000 people a week. We partner with other churches, organizations that come from Port Huron, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Detroit, Saginaw, and they pick up from us. We are a hub for USDA Farmers to Families here in the Flint location, along with, of course, the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And we get along really well because it takes a lot of the weight off of them. They have so much, you know, weight on them, and everybody's expecting the food bank to be everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, that's not even practical.
Right.
So we work very closely with them, and they, out of all the partners we have, I would have to say they're our best partner.
I'm so glad to hear that. Now, I'm sure you're still looking for volunteers and donations as well, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. We could certainly use the volunteer help, especially on Thursdays, which is our Help Center day, and they can come between 8, and we're usually through about 1:30. So that would be a great help, because the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan works with us, brings the food over through the Help Center, and, of course, we distribute it. And we're still working with Nestle Waters Company. So, you know, we could definitely use that help. And contributions are always necessary because, of course, you have all the things that go along to keep this business moving and working. We would any amount of contribution, and they could always mail it to 6702 North Dort Highway, R.L. Jones Community Outreach Center. We would just be too excited about it. Very much appreciative.
I know it's Flint, Michigan. What's the zip code out there? Is it 48503 to mail it?
4505.
Oh, 4505. Gotcha. Okay, wonderful to know.
4505.
Is that where they also drop off donations?
And they can also do the cash. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, they can drop off donations, and Cash App is also on our website. Please ask them if they would to go to our website, which is www.rljonescoc.org.
Good to know. Thank you so much for your time, Sandra. I know you have some repairmen that you have to get back to right now, but thank you for taking your time, because there's so many people out there in need, so many people who want to help. So if they want to donate, say, food, clothing, can they drop it off to that location as well, that 6702 North Dort Highway?
If they're donating clothing, I would prefer that they donate to Carriagetown Ministries.
Gotcha.
And donate it to us through Carriagetown. And Carrickstown then, of course, would see to it that we get it. We just don't have the capacity to hold all of that. So they take it and warehouse it for us.
And where's Carrickstown?
Downtown Flint.
Carrickstown is downtown Flint on Grand Traverse.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry, I don't have the address.
Oh, that's okay. I'll put it on our website for him as well, and I'll put it on the podcast information that Jay provides. So, yeah, once again, if you're looking for help, you know of somebody who's looking for help, they're there for you at 787-3960. And, Sandra, you are a tremendous help. You are the executive director. You've created this wonderful program for people. I know you have 4 sons, 2 daughter-in-laws, 2 grandsons yourself, and 1 great-granddaughter, I do believe it is. So, granddaughter.
One granddaughter. In the whole bunch.
Oh, poor thing.
All boys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She's not spoiled, is she?
Trust me. No, she never. I said, you know, you're my favorite granddaughter. She says, Nana, I'm your only granddaughter.
I did the same thing to my grandson, and I'm Nana too. He said the same thing. Nana, I'm your only one. I love it. Well, we can't thank you enough. And, you know, with Christmas coming, do you have any little Christmas message you want to give to people listening right now?
Yes. I would like to. The message that I want to give to everybody right now is hope. God is ever faithful. He's ever present. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. And all you have to do, he says, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. That is what I would like for everyone to commit to memory. And look on help today. Do not look at the negative. Do not say what you cannot do. Always look to God and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And for those who are listening that don't believe in Jesus Christ, that's okay. But the parable still works. It's still a good parable.
Absolutely.
So I would suggest that we still look unto the hills, because someone out there is willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself.
Absolutely, Sandra. And bless you for all you've done for this community and for everyone around you and everyone. I mean, this, we are so grateful to have you in our community, and we love partnering with you. So thank you for all you've done. Stay safe and know that we're there for you as well with MTA. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas. And I want to thank MTA for this opportunity. They are such an excellent partner. Excellent. We could not do this. We could not do what we do every single day if it was not for MTA. Thank you so much.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Sandra. Well, every week we do something new and different like this. So if you keep listening, you'll find ways to help yourself, help your neighbor, help each other. That's what it's all about. It's On the Road with MTA. And thanks for listening. Stay safe.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.